278 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 246X, American State Trials. I have made up my mind to tell the whole truth without the promise of any reward or from force or fear of punishment in any way. I got up Saturday morning, April 26, between 9 and 9:30. I went to Patera Street and stopped at the beer saloon, where I bought two beers for myself and gave another fellow a beer. I don't know what his name was, but they call him Bob. Then I walked up to the Button Saloon and shot dice, winning 90 cents. After that, I went to Early's Beer Saloon and bought two glasses of beer. I came out and bought a half pint of whiskey. I drank some of the whiskey, then started to the Capital City Laundry. On my way there, I met Mr. Frank, who was going to Montag's. He told me to wait a few minutes. He came back and told me to come to the factory, saying he wanted to see me, so I went to the factory with him. After we got to the factory, Mr. Frank took a box and put it by the trash barrel, which was just to the right of the steps as you go in, for me to sit on. He told me to sit down there until I heard him whistle. Then he told me not to let Mr. Darley see me. After Mr. Frank went up the steps, in a few minutes, a young lady came downstairs. That was Miss Mattie. Then Mr. Darley came down and stopped Miss Mattie at the front door. I heard Mr. Darley say to her, "Don't worry, I will see that you get that next week." Then Mr. Holloway came down, about 5 minutes after Mr. Darley had gone. Then another colored fellow, a peg-legged one, came in and went up the steps. He had some bills in his hands. Mr. Holloway came back down with the peg-legged one and went out to the sidewalk to look at the fellow's wagon. But what he said to him, I don't know. Then Mr. Holloway went back upstairs and came back down and was gone for good. Then another lady came into the factory. She had on a green-looking dress and worked on the fourth floor. She stayed up there 7 or 8 minutes, then came back down with her money in her hand, counted it, and went out the door. The next thing, Mr. Frank whistled for me twice. I went up the stairs, and the double doors on the stairway were closed. I opened them, and they shut themselves. Mr. Frank was standing at the top of the steps, and he said, "You heard me, did you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." Mr. Frank grabbed me by my arm so tight that his hand was trembling. He carried me into his private office. Then he saw two ladies coming, and he said to me, "Gee, here comes Miss Emma Clark and Miss Corinthia Hall." He came back in there to me. He was walking fast and seemed to be excited, and he said to me, "Come right in here, Jim." Mr. Frank grabbed me and gave me a shove and put me in the wardrobe, and he shut the doors and told me to stay there until after they had gone. Mr. Frank came and let me out of the wardrobe. I don't remember Miss Hall and Miss Clark using the telephone. I stayed in the wardrobe a pretty good while, for the whiskey and beer I had drunk got me to sweating. I couldn't hear them talking, only I heard Miss Emma say, "Good morning." I said, "I got too hot in there." And he said, "Yes, I see you are sweating." He said, "Jim, can you..."